Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani on Cape Talk.
Let's finish off this Saturday edition of the Weekend Breakfast Show by talking cars. Naresh Maharaj joins me on the line now, motoring journalist at bizcommunity.com. Well, Naresh, the car you've been driving around on, is Kia, is it Seltos? Is that how you pronounce it?
Seltos, that's the way you pronounce it.
And what did you make of the car?
Very good. I must say, I always use one word, and that word for this vehicle is exceptional. Aesthetically, the Seltos is very appealing to the eye, Africa. And but wait till you get into the cabin and take it out for a drive. What's inside the cabin? You hardly hear the engine as you push on the accelerator and drive off all so smoothly. And the marriage between the engine and the gearbox is absolutely seamless. Kia is well known for offering exceptional quality and comprehensive specifications across its model ranges, and they are good sellers in South Africa as well. You see quite a few Kias on the road, whether it's the small versions or the big versions, so yeah, they make for extremely well driving.
We should note that this is an SUV, right? It's not a sedan.
It's an SUV, and it's very, very sporty. So it's a sports utility vehicle. It's about 4.3 meters long, 1.8 meters wide, and 1.6 meters high. So that straightway puts it into the SUV bracket. All models come with daytime running lights at the front, as well as fog lamps, across the range. On the higher specification, both fog lamps, headlights, and indicators are full LED with similar treatments for the rear combination lamps. So yes, it is a SUV, most definitely.
But I imagined, designed for slightly, people like you and me who are looking for a price-conscious vehicle to drive around in. And I say that because the price range, depending on the model and complexity you get, ranges from just under 354,000 all the way to nearly 445,000 rand.
Correct. You know, if you're looking for a good SUV, you really have to scratch your head, because you can get one starting from maybe about 275, and it goes all the way, depending on your specifications, to about 450,000 rand. Now, you can also imagine that, you've got to decide whether you want a small SUV, Africa, a mid-size SUV, or a large SUV. So this is a mid-size SUV that starts at just 5 rands under 354,000 rands for the 1.6 EX manual. You're talking about lifestyles. We spoke about this on previous editions of Car Talk on your show, where people are moving away from normal sedans, basically. They love the outdoor life. Me, for one, if I'm not packing a golf bag in the boot, there's other things that we're doing. So the outdoor life is really synonymous with all the SUVs that are coming out at the moment, and the Kia Seltos is not an exception here.
Why would I choose the Kia Seltos above the Ford EcoSport, for example, or the Mazda CX-3 or the Renault Duster?
I think it's a personal choice, what you get offered. A lot of the comforts and the specifications you might not get in all ranges. Now, a lot of the motoring manufacturers have gone for trying to keep the price down as much as possible. But if you take the Kia Seltos, it's got everything that you need, basically, everything that you need in an SUV, with a good starting price of 353,995. At the end of the day, if you are a Ford person, you'd probably go with the Ford EcoSport. If you're a Renault person, you go with the Renault. But if you're looking for something different, and the Kia range have not disappointed in South Africa.
Well, they're going into a congested, compact family car segment, and you need to do everything possible to stand out. And by all accounts, Naresh,
exactly,
it seems that they've achieved that.
Absolutely. It is a very congested market, and it's a good word to choose. All things considered, if you take all the brands, Ford, Renault, Toyota, and even the Kia ranges, Hyundai as well, they are all maintaining their sales. So it's all, it all depends down to the wire as to what the customer, brand conscious and all those kind of things that come into play. It's difficult for me to choose, because I drive basically everyone, and everyone that I sit in is absolutely wonderful. You know, you can't sort of decide which one you're going to go for. And, you know, today I'll say Kia. Next week, Hyundai comes out with something else and say, oh, boy, this is wonderful. So it's very difficult to choose.
Well, thank you for driving this one, Naresh, and coming with us on air to tell us about it. You can find Naresh's article, of course, by going to bizcommunity.com. Naresh Maharaj, motoring journalist at bizcommunity.com.